Live from New York City, it's the Gary Null Show. And now, your host, Gary Null.
Hi, everyone. I'm Gary Null, broadcasting and video streaming live from our studios in New York City. I'd like to welcome you. You can watch today's program by going to PRN's Facebook or Gary Null's Facebook. We're going to have two reports today. One is going to be for you. I believe it's time that we challenged the legitimacy of Facebook and Google and Twitter, but also Wikipedia. I believe that these forums, which were intended to be open forums for people to share their ideas, but the people who created these would not have any input. They can't. It's a nonprofit. But they have. And we've seen them acting in very irresponsible ways. Well, the one thing we can do, you and I can do, is we can expose that, show the facts, and then request the IRS to do an examination, an investigation. And if what they find is the same as what we're presenting, then they should take away the nonprofit status. We're going to help you do that today when it comes to Wikipedia, because we've uncovered information in our two-year research project that shows that they are in gross violation of the nonprofit status. Also, I'm continuing with Article 27 out of the first 50. And when I say first 50, there's a lot more to come. And this is about a Dr. Stephen Barrett, who they're using as a so-called expert. And his little biography there is pure, clean. But that's not who he is, and that's not what it should represent. We're going to give you an example of that on today's show. It'll be a short one. And these articles are posted, so you should start to read the 27 articles we've written and share them with people. We'll also have two people joining us in studio to go over this. It's time that we the people fought back before we the people have no rights to fight back, where they control everything. And all you have to do is look around to see that they just had the most successful coup in American history. They protected the people who were guilty in the deep state, and that was wrong, irrespective of what you think of Trump. And I don't think anything well of Trump. But they showed themselves. They showed who they are. And that's unfortunate that we didn't know this beforehand. But we always start with the latest on health and healing. And today, we're going to start with the University of Tokyo study. And it's about nicotinamide riboside. And that's the very important nutrient. Some of you might know it as NAD. And this is the article. It's appearing in the current issue of Aging Cell and reports that treatment with the, well, we'll just call it for our purposes, vitamin B3, and its precursor to nicotinamide adenine dinucleotide, or NAD, which is a coenzyme occurring in all living cells. And it's rejuvenated intestinal stem cells. And what they're saying is this. They're saying that the deterioration of organ integrity with aging can be a part of it attributed to the decline in adult stem cell numbers and function. But, and here's the good news, this NAD can help reverse a lot of that. So if you want to add to the list of anti-aging nutrients that has legitimate science, along with L-carnosine and resveratrol and pycnogenol, we can now add NAD. Those are your most important anti-aging nutrients. From the University of London comes a report that they're finding that vitamin D can soothe the symptoms of COPD. Now, this study shows that vitamin D is more than just for the bones. It can ease the symptoms of chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, or COPD, but in people who are also deficient in vitamin D. And that's important. By the way, COPD is not a single disease. It's an umbrella term used to describe progressive lung diseases that cause symptoms like increased shortness of breath and frequent coughing and breathlessness and wheezing and tightening of the chest. It includes emphysema and chronic bronchitis and non-reversible asthma. This was published in the peer-reviewed journal Thorax. So vitamin D if you have COPD. From the University of Michigan, this is very important, and there was a separate study I presented earlier in the week. Just 20 minutes of being in nature will lower your stress hormone levels. What does this say? It says the following. That taking at least 20 minutes out of your day to stroll in a park or sit in a place that makes you feel in contact with nature will significantly lower your stress hormones. And that's the finding of a study that has established for the first time that the most effective dose of urban nature experience is 20 minutes or more. Now, this was published in Frontiers in Psychology. So we know that our cortisol levels, our epinephrine levels, and catecholamines, these are the different stress hormones. And when they're elevated, when you're working in a tight, confined office space that's not open, where there's no green views over a park, it can have a deleterious effect on our health. But think how many days people spend and hours in a day in small, confined spaces where they're just dreary. So in the future, we should demand that our workspaces be more optimal in what how they're designed and configured with plants and full-spectrum lighting. But nothing beats going for a walk every day. In fact, for decades, over 35 years, every day when I finished this program, when our office was at 83rd and Broadway, for I believe 27 years, I would go for a walk in Central Park. And it was just wonderful. And I'd frequently go to either the Museum of Natural History or the Metropolitan Museum of Art, which was a 10-minute walk, and enjoy some great art. That was calming. And it's always stimulating to see some wonderful art. So take the time each day to get that green time. Another study from the University of Otago, which is in New Zealand, confirms that dietary fiber can lower your risk of colorectal cancer, diabetes, and stroke. So this is what we have to know, and this is what they're sharing from this study. An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure, and healthy foods are some of the best natural preventative medicines available. That is why British researchers are advising people at risk of certain cancers and diabetes and heart disease to eat more whole grains and other foods that are rich in dietary fiber. Now, that's interesting because it was 35 years ago that I took a trip, one of many, to Great Britain, and I sought out three people, a Dr. Dennis Burkitt, the discoverer of Burkitt's lymphoma, and a Dr. John Cleave, who had been a captain, medical doctor, in the Royal Navy in the Second World War, and also Dr. John Yetkin, the first chair of nutrition in Europe. All three had something very similar to say. The more fiber from wholesome whole roughage foods, the less cancer, heart disease, and diverticular conditions like diverticulitis and spastic colon, Crohn's disease. Now, at that time in the United States, I found that I use Connecticut as an example. They were averaging 5 grams of fiber a day in the diet. So people thought it was completely normal to have only one bowel movement every day or every other day, when you should be having about 3 movements a day. The rule is when you eat a meal, you should pass the remnants of a previous meal. And that's how unhealthy we were, congested. And yet all the science shows 30 to 50 grams of fiber is what we really need. So that's what this study was showing. Now, mind you, they're just now confirming this. And they even said in this study that fiber-packed foods enjoyed up to a 30% lower chance of early death due to cardiovascular disease and other causes. And furthermore, there was also a 24% less likely to develop colorectal cancer, coronary heart disease, stroke, and type 2 diabetes. I took a look. I'm always looking at the whole world because my audience is a whole world audience. And from the University of Washington was a study that shows 1 in 5 deaths are associated with poor diet. People in almost every region of the world could benefit from rebalancing their diets to eat optimal amounts of various foods and nutrients. According to the Global Burden of Disease Study, tracking trends from 1990 to 2017 in 195 countries, and this was published in the prestigious The Lancet. So we have 11 million deaths from just poor diet that was shown up through last year. Because if you go to Japan today, in any of the major cities, if you go to China, Germany, England, you're going to find processed foods, sugary drinks, high levels of trans fats in all the meals. Now, when you go to the Western countries that border the Mediterranean, you'll find healthier foods. From the University of Manchester, tomatoes can combat the damaging effects of radiation. A team of researchers have discovered that lycopene, that's the red pigment in raspberries, strawberries, watermelon, and tomatoes, is extremely successful at guarding against the harmful effects of radiation. So this was done by Dr. Ruth Edge at the University of Manchester, together with some colleagues. And what I would suggest, if you must have an x-ray, and there are times when you must, then load up on lycopene. You can get lots of lycopene. You can drink for 2 days. You can drink a lot of tomato juice. That's one way. Have tomato sauce. That's another way as well. From University of Michigan, there's a study on brain changes seen in veterans with post-traumatic stress disorder after mindfulness training. Now, some of you may have heard me state that I have built, and it's ready to occupy, a whole center in a beautiful bucolic environment for people suffering from post-traumatic stress disorders. In fact, I'm actually interviewing for a sergeant major. That's a person that would be there full-time to make sure that they're following their programs. And they would also be getting all organic foods and juices, the very same programs I give for people on a retreat they would be doing, plus humanistic psychological counseling. But here's what the university found. It's almost like an endlessly repeating video loop. Horrible memories and thoughts can keep playing over and over again in the minds of people with post-traumatic stress disorder. They intrude at the quietest moments and don't seem to have an off switch. But a new study in veterans with post-traumatic stress disorder shows the promise of mindfulness training for enhancing the ability to manage those thoughts if they come up and not get stuck. Even more surprising, it actually shows the veterans' brains changed in ways that may help them find their own off switch for that endless loop. This was published in the peer-reviewed journal Depression and Anxiety by the team at the University of Michigan's Medical School and the VA in Ann Arbor. So that's good news. Also, research shows that spicy foods can help us live longer. This is Harvard Medical School. So according to Harvard Medical School, there is a race happening to help people to better understand that eating traditional foods that are spicier, ethnic foods, Mexican, Asian cuisine, can make a big difference. And that's important. Now, there's a difference between a food that is simply hot, is hot and burns the mouth, versus spicy. I prefer spicy, and that works in very, very good ways. So that's important as well. And get more out of your workouts with beta-alanine, A-L-A-N-I-N-E, this University of Central Florida. So if you're a person who likes to exercise, here's another way to help that. A study published in the Journal of Nutrition Research found that supplementing with beta-alanine can help increase muscle carnosine and relieve fatigue due to exercise. And beta-alanine is non-essential amino acid that the body uses to produce carnosine. And as I mentioned a little while ago, carnosine is one of the most important anti-aging nutrients there is. So just another thing to help us. That's the latest on health and healing. We're going to take a break. We're 15 minutes in the program. And when we come back, the last letter that Steve Jobs wrote before he passed. I think you'll find it interesting.
Hi, my name's Kevin Modis. I'm with the California Brain Tumor Association doing outreach. I want to thank everyone for their comments today, their heartfelt sharing, and their wisdom that's been shared. So critically important that we get the word out and we wake people up, really, before it's too late. And I don't think that's an exaggeration. With the rollout of 5G and the high intensities, the ultra-high intensities, that it'll be using, and the fact that they're going to be putting transmitters every 2 to 10 homes. We really have a critical situation here. We have the ideal situation for disease progression. We have transmitters close to people, we have continuous exposure, and we have exposure to intense wireless radiation. We already know that wireless radiation can cause cancer, neurological problems, reproductive harm, and immune system problems. People are already sick. People are already sick right here. Young people, older people, mothers, fathers, working people being disabled and unable to work, people being driven out of their home. We are here at the Supreme Court because this is an absolute and major injustice that's happening right under our noses, literally, when you talk about cell phones. And people have no idea. And with the rollout of 5G, we no longer can afford to be quiet. We can no longer afford to be still and not take action. What I ask every person here and every person watching this video is that you wake up and you wake up others. That you take action and you reach out and do what I'm doing. I'm talking to representatives in the House. I'm talking to representatives in the Senate. I'm reaching out for a meeting with the President. If you can get me a meeting with the President, I want you to contact me. KeepHealthyFamilies@gmail.com. KeepHealthyFamilies@gmail.com. I bet you the wireless industry doesn't have to do that to get a meeting with the President. We already know that the wireless industry has met with the President and gotten his commitment to facilitate the rollout of 5G small cell transmitters near people's homes. And the lies of the industry are magnificent. First of all, they're not small cells. They can be up to the size of a refrigerator. Second of all, if you have all your utilities underground, they can go on a pole right in front of your house. Third of all, it is absolutely harmful. Our safety standards, which aren't standards, they're guidelines, suggestions, that only protect against heating, are absolutely absurd. And from talking to the scientists, and I've talked to more than 200 scientists from 39 countries, they say, absolutely, this is common sense. Before a cell heats or burns, things happen to that cell. The cell functioning is impaired. The cell's ability to repair is impaired. we have a significant problem. It's common sense. We are electromagnetic beings. We conduct. Our cells operate electromagnetically. They repair electromagnetically. They communicate electromagnetically. And we are messing with the basic functioning of our cells. We are microwaving our population. We are microwave poisoning our population, and we're also wondering why everyone's getting cancer, it seems like. Why are these young girls getting strange immune system disorders? Why are these young guys reporting neurological effects and they can't work or function? Why is it that fertility is so far down in industrialized countries? We are microwaving our reproductive organs and wondering why we're having these problems. As Daphna Takeover says, we have a failure of common sense. We need to bring back the common sense, and the industry's done a brilliant job. They have separated the obvious benefits of wireless in terms of convenience from how wireless operates. It operates through microwave radiation. And the same people who won't stand near their microwave oven will hold a cell phone to their head 3 to 6 hours a day. How they've separated how this technology works from what it does has been absolutely masterful. How they've lied to Congress and done it successfully has been absolutely brilliant. But acknowledging that isn't enough. We must counter that. We must counter it ourselves. No one is going to do anything about this. We are going to do something about it. You are going to do something about it. You are going to do what I did. Come to Washington. Stay in Washington. Talk to the representatives that are completely ignorant and are voting for these bills that are taking away and stripping away your rights and exposing you to this harmful microwave radiation. Talk to the senators and educate them. Demand a meeting with the president. It's time that we exercise our right as Americans. This is a democratic system, a participative system. It works for those who participate. The wireless industry is participating with their visits, their talking, and with their money. And you know what? Congress represents their interests. It's time that we exercise our ability to participate and demand they represent our interests and our rights. It's not enough to email people who already understand this issue. It's not enough to put up a website with information up there. We have enough of those. It's not enough to educate our own. We must reach out to the decision makers who are making the decisions to expose us to this harmful radiation and putting millions and billions of dollars behind it. It's time we take back Congress. It's time we take back the presidency. It's time we take back our rights and make this system work, because it can work, but we must work it. It's no longer okay to say someone else is going to do it. And I got to tell you, these guys are busy. There's 535 guys across the street from here that are making the decisions to terrorize this country and microwave us to a point of being harmed. Those 500 people are the most important community we need to educate. They don't understand this issue. They haven't seen the people who are being harmed. And at this point, they don't give a crap. It's time we demand they give a crap. No one else is going to do it. You're going to do it. And with your example, others will do it. It's time we spread the word. It's time we wake up our people, our regular citizens who have never done anything politically before in their life, and get them acting and moving, because the plan for 5G is this will be rolled out in the next year. and you will have a wireless transmitter in front of your house or pretty darn close to the front of your house in the next year. And if you didn't get sick from the low frequency stuff, you may get sick from the high frequency stuff or the combination. We don't know if you're going to get sick. They're experimenting with your life. I don't know about you, but I don't want those 535 men across the street making decisions about my personal health. What we do know is people are being harmed now. What we do know is that wireless radiation is clearly harmful, carcinogenic, neurotoxic, and genotoxic. And it's time those congressmen across the way and the president in the Oval Office act to protect us and acknowledge the fact, which is wireless radiation is truly harmful. This needs to be our clear message and nothing else, because what we need is nothing else but protection. It's time, it's overdue, enough people have been harmed. It must stop, and it must stop now.
We're going to spend some time right now talking about social media platforms. This is an article that I just found today from The Guardian, and it says, what can be done about the abuse on social media? Internet giants such as Facebook and Twitter, and they should add Wikipedia, have limited legal obligations. What we could do to make a difference. And then it talks about the content is very difficult to remove, but they can remove any content they want from you. And what if they're removing your content or blocking your content for political reasons? That is in direct violation of the IRS charter that they're a part of. They were given a charter and opportunity to be identified only if they play by the rules. And we're finding out now that Facebook has not been playing by the rules, nor has Google. In fact, Richard Gelles, who's in studio, as well as one of our staff attorneys, Neil here, they are going to show you in detail how we, the people, must now demand investigations, demand that that these very important websites be looked into. Why? Because it was about 2 years ago, Richard, that we began to hear from Truth Dig and Consortium News and Counterpunch. These are very credible places with some of the best journalists in America, where Chris Hedges writes, and they were being blocked. And only later did we find out that they could write a good article, put it up on their website. Nobody was reading it. Black Agenda Report, with Nellie Bailey and Bruce Dixon and others, they would write important articles, social justice issue articles. Nobody was reading them. So once they found out that they were being blocked or censored, and without any communication, nobody was communicating with them. They were just censoring them. That's a political statement, because we found out that behind all this, and only under testimony under oath, did the leaders talk about how they made selections. Well, when you're making a selection, you're going to promote Hillary Clinton, and that's what they did, but you're going to censor everything about all the other candidates, which was done. You're not allowed to do that. And we, the people, have to demand that there be accountability. So we're going to talk about that in a moment. Do you have anything you'd like to say about the censorship part of this and how it's impacted all of the really honest journalists, not the ones over at NBC and Rachel Maddow and those people who are really just, well, let's face it, they're very well-paid propagandists for the status quo.
Well, of course, if it was just a regular news site, news sites have they have the option to be able to print what they want. Clearly, MSNBC, Huffington Post, or their alternate would never post anything that we write. And so in a sense, there's kind of a censorship there. There's an editorial censorship that goes on. For me, the bigger problem has been the government contracts that these companies have, and to be able to draw a line, how much of this censorship is going on where there are tax dollars that may be involved in this, We don't know what in the case. Well, we do know in the case of Facebook and Google and Twitter and Amazon that the government has reached out to these companies and asked for them to censor things such as against vaccines. That to me is a much more disturbing issue. That's the one that really that I think is.
But it goes
more
one
nefarious.
Step further,
right?
First of all, I've never told people to vaccinate or not. If you want to vaccinate, you should be informed. You should know the reality of what you're putting into your body, your child's body. That's freedom of choice. I support freedom of choice. If you're going to eat a hamburger, you should have the right to. I'm a vegan. I eat organic. I don't pollute my body. But I'm not going to tell you not to pollute yours. I cannot go against that third rail because then I'm trying to censor you in some way. But the government doesn't want any of the information that would challenge vaccination to be known. So not only are they censoring, but then they're propagandists for the vaccine industry. And then we find out who writes the pro-vaccine articles, and that's the physicians paid. And then when you have someone who's being paid and not acknowledging their income source and their allegiance, and you're using your platform to propagate that, that's wrong. And then you start attacking people. Now there's a whole attack everyone who's against vaccines. Even if they are pro-vaccine, and every single person that had a damaged child was pro-vaccine. We're doing a new little documentary right now where the only people in the film are medical doctors who their own children were vaccinated and end up injured or dead, and most are pediatricians. So even if you're a board-certified pediatrician, you didn't study the vaccine information, you didn't understand it in college or university, medical school, and now your child is injured or dead, you go to do your homework now, you become outraged because what you're finding, you're now attacked. You're attacked as if somehow you're as dangerous to society as the bubonic plague or, you know, dengue fever. You're almost considered a domestic terrorist. And these platforms are encouraging or allowing propaganda, and they're censoring one group and allowing another group to be attacked. That is not the legal basis. Neil's going to talk about that. So these have become fascistic, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. I consider Mark to be head of Facebook to be promoting fascism. Now, who is this elite little dilettante who never graduated from college, made a lot of money, and now is on everyone's, we love you, give us your money and be on our board of directors, as if somehow he has a knowledge of what he doesn't have. He merely has power. Mm-hmm. And a person that has money and power, but otherwise is functionally ignorant, and that's what he is, that is a dangerous human being in the position he's been allowed. And the government has afforded this, so we're challenging that. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm going to share with you now only a part of a letter that was recently sent to Wikipedia Foundation, to Jimmy Wales, his co-founder, even though Jimmy would possibly like you to believe he founded it. It's not the case. And this also went to the Inspector General of the Internal Revenue Service, every member of Congress, every state attorney general, every law firm in the United States that we could find, because now you, the people, have to decide, do you want to become involved in stopping censorship, stopping hate that is promulgated by these platforms, and stop the demonization, in this case, of legitimate healing modalities, chiropractic. I don't expect the chiropractors to do a damn thing for themselves. I'm very disappointed in chiropractic. But, I'm not disappointed in the fact they help people. They absolutely help people. I'm disappointed in the fact that they have not organized to fight back. So we're making it easy for you chiropractors. We've done your homework. Your organization hasn't. You haven't. Shame on you, chiropractors. We've done it for you. Mitch, we've done the work for you. Now, maybe you can come out of that little enclave of racking and cracking and actually become politically involved as much as it feels that you don't want to do it. Someone ultimately has to stand up to tyranny. Someone has to get into the face of mega-powerful industries, the government agencies, the billionaire elite class, and say, what you're doing is wrong. We're not going to tolerate it anymore. I haven't seen that yet anywhere. Homeopaths, you haven't fought anything. Holistic doctors, you act like a bunch of damn cowards. holistic dentist. You don't even want to have your name mentioned. So we, the people, are fighting for your right to exist because you are a legitimate healing science. I'm just ashamed of you for not having the courage to be a real human being and protect the interests of your patients. Now, if you think that's overstated, be in Richard's chair when he tries to get a holistic physician or lawyer to come on this program, and they won't do it. Won't do it. And I say shame on you. So we're going to go ahead and fight your battle for you. Maybe this audience will help because they deserve to know that if you want to have an alternative therapy, you have the right to have that. Am I wrong in this?
No, you're right. You're absolutely
I'm just,
correct.
Look, I'm the last person you should ask to tell a lie. Yeah. I'm not going to do it for anyone for any reason. Yeah. These are cowards. Yeah. Legitimate therapies run by cowards.
Yeah, it reminds me of the time we were in on a conference call. It was started by Jim Turner, Jonathan E. Mord, and Bill Falloon.
Yes.
Okay, and it was because there was some legislation coming up, or there were some efforts to be made at the FDA that would really limit our access to having supplements, over-the-counter supplements. And Gary and I were in on, it was a conference call with these attorneys in Washington, D.C., Jonathan E. Mord, who's beaten the FDA multiple times in court. And I think Bill Falloon invited about 50 supplement makers. And all that we were doing was trying to ask, could you spare $1,000, $5,000, so that Jonathan and the other attorneys could try to protect them from this legislation that could be passed? And they were just silent. Except for one, there was a guy from Jarrow who spoke up, but the others were just absolutely silent. It's like, okay, they're leaving us alone right now, so we're not going to stir the kettle.
Just remember.
Yeah.
When everyone thought that Mussolini and his black shirts in the 1920s would leave you alone as long as you didn't protest, they also were the ones that they came after. The fact that you're not in the face or demonstrating against tyranny doesn't mean the tyranny will not also bring you into his clutches. Anyhow, this is part of the letter, and the full letter is posted now, and we've sent it to Jimmy Wales. I want him to know, Jimmy, you've stepped over every line of your own rules. This is the Wikimedia Foundation status. This is from our lawyer. Dear sirs, I'm writing to report on a major tax-exempt organization that is a nonprofit charity status. And all this letter is being written on behalf of Dr. Gary Nall. We are exposing the illegal and or improper actions set forth that is affecting the lives of millions of people. And then it goes on to say, let me just see here. I'll just read it from right here. Let me see, where is that paper here? Okay. It goes on to say this. The Wikimedia Foundation, a California not-for-profit corporation doing business as Wikimedia, is in violation of its tax-exempt status in ways that flaunt the IRS rules in a scheme to evade the payment of millions of dollars in federal tax. In particular, and here's where we laid it out in its entirety. All right, so please pay attention, but then download it and share it. Wikipedia and its parent company, the Wikimedia Foundation, has repeatedly violated IRS regulations governing nonprofit corporations supporting certain political candidates while denigrating others. Wikipedia has selectively permitted pay-to-play editing and institutional conflicts of interest, particularly where generous donors are concerned. Wikipedia has applied its rules unevenly in favor of some political and corporate establishment entities while libeling those it dislikes in violation of its own policies. Wikipedia has selectively censored user-generated content to allow only that favored by those in power in violation of Section 230 of the Communications Decency Act. Wikipedia has indiscriminately denigrated all forms of alternative and complementary health practices such as chiropractic, acupuncture, and homeopathy, etc. as well as all of those who practice or advocate such treatments, no matter how many studies have proven these modalities to be safe and effective. All of this is in violation of its written rules regarding maintaining a neutral point of view and utilizing only reliable sources. We are asking the Justice Department, Congress, the IRS, and other authorities to investigate the Wikimedia Foundation and Jimmy Wales, its co-founder and trustee, for those violations. There's enough illegal activity taking place to begin major legal actions against this company. A case can be made that the Wikimedia Foundation has violated its charter as a nonprofit and stripped itself of the immunity conferred by Section 230 of the Communications Decency Act. The Wikimedia Foundation repeatedly states in its Section 990 filings, quote, "The mission of the Wikimedia Foundation is to empower and encourage people around the world to collect and develop educational content under a free license or in the public domain and to disseminate it effectively and globally," end quote. Wikimedia, the self-proclaimed online encyclopedia that is the core function of the Wikimedia Foundation, claims to exist in accordance with five fundamental principles that it refers to as the five pillars. Wikipedia is an encyclopedia. Wikipedia is written from a neutral point of view. Wikipedia is free content that anyone can edit and distribute. Editors should treat each other with respect and civility, and Wikipedia has no firm rules. While these principles may hold true in an article describing the composition of the moon, in matters that greatly affect people's lives, such as politics, social issues, and health, none of the above is true. Although this letter only addresses a limited set of criteria most pertinent to the foundation's abuses of its tax-exempt status, the facts it sets forth below will show such abuse in the form of political manipulation, questionable fundraising, and business practices in imposing deeply flawed and biased views in critical areas of knowledge, such as health and wellness. The IRS forbids 501c3 organizations like Wikimedia Foundation from participating in political campaigns, quote, on behalf of or in opposition to any candidate for elective public office, end quote. A ban which extends to, quote, contributions to political campaign funds or public statements of position, verbal or written, made on behalf of the organization in favor of or in opposition to a candidate for public office, end quote. IRS policy clearly states that, quote, violating this prohibition may result in the denial or revocation of tax-exempt status and imposition of certain excise taxes, end quote. The policy further explains that, quote, voter education or registration activities with evidence of bias that would favor one candidate over another, or B, oppose a candidate in some manner, or C, have the effect of favoring a candidate or a group of candidates will constitute prohibited participation or intervention, end quote. The Wikimedia Foundation has illegally engaged in prohibited political activity on numerous occasions. Some examples. Now we get into the deep examples, and we are loaded with examples. Our group of our scholars and citizen journalists and our team of professionals have got a trunk full of information, and I'm requesting that I and a group of others come forward under oath and testify against Jimmy Wales, against the editors, against the skeptics, and against what they have done. We would not bring this if I were not certain of the rightness of our position. Now, others should have done this on Facebook, should have done it against Google, should have done it against Twitter. They haven't. We are. Here's what we have found. I'll give you some of what we have found. The Wikimedia Foundation has illegally engaged in prohibited political activity. When Google search results returned Nazism as the ideology of the California Republican Party just a week before the state's principal's primaries in 2018, Google blamed Wikipedia, exclaiming that the Google, quote, knowledge box, end quote, that contained the offending term is often populated with Wikipedia text. The, quote, vandalism, end quote, had remained on the party's Wikipedia page for 6 days before it was corrected, hidden in a, quote, piped a link, end quote, where the link text and alt text read differently, meaning other edits were reverted within a few minutes, suggesting this one was allowed to persist, deliberately hidden so it would only appear in Google search results. Whether or not it was deliberate, it is not the first time Wikipedia has appeared to promote the neoliberal wing of the Democratic Party. Such apparent political bias makes more sense in light of the fact that the Wikimedia Foundation contracted the Minassian Group, run by Clinton Foundation Chief Communications Officer Greg Minassian, to train Wikimedia's own C-level employees, directors, and managers in media strategy for the year 2014-15. Minassian was further tasked with conducting a communications audit. In 2016, some editors among the Wikipedia rank and file were unhappy about having their territory politicized, particularly given how much of Wikimedia's money was going to Minassian, $436,104 in 2015 and $406,957 in 2016. And you guess we wouldn't find it? And we have page after page after page documenting in detail. So to the lawyers who have been mocking us, you wanted a fight? You got a fight. Now we're preparing our lawsuits. And I don't sue people casually. But when I do, you're going to have to see that what we're standing up for, fairness, objectivity, no bias, your organization is rampant. We're going to show you how biographies of Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi were cleansed. We're going to show you how Wikipedia was defaming some and praising others. We're going to show you where every single one of the issues that you cover when it comes to health and medicine are biased, that when people try to correct them, they are rejected. When you're attacking people like one of the smartest men on the planet and one of the most kind men on the planet, Rupert Sheldrake, and Sheldrake doesn't have any fallback position. He's not a fighter. Deepak Chopra is not a fighter. These are two examples of people who have contributed a lot to our understanding of health and wellness, the universe, the world we live in. And yet, they tried to correct their biographies. And what it says about if you're a living person, you can't just go in there and have someone who's been biased and attack people. And what the skeptics have done, and by the way, you skeptics thought you would stay anonymous? Well, you'll see how anonymous you are based upon how good we are. If there's anything in a person's background, I'm going to find it. Listen to what I just said. I'm going to find it, and we have. But you thought because you were anonymous, you could attack people, destroy their reputations. Do you have any idea what it means when you're a person that has made your living, like Deepak, when he can't get a published book or a lecture agency won't have him, and yet he's done nothing wrong? He's helped people. It's a better world because he was born. And Rupert Sheldrake, it's a smarter world because he was born. And you know, the one time they did censor Rupert Sheldrake was a TED Talk.
TED Talk.
So I don't even watch TED Talks anymore because of that. I wrote him a letter. I said,
It's controlled by the skeptics. The scientific board is all skeptics.
So that's where we're at. So we now have our legal draft, and it's already been sent. So you can't block it. We send it everywhere. I don't expect people within the health community to respond. Neil, your thoughts on this, please.
I think that Wikipedia, as well as the various social media platforms, are trying to hide behind a law Section 230 of the Communications Decency Act, which is badly outdated. The law has always been behind technology, and now it's badly behind. The purpose of the Communications Decency Act was that merely passive websites that receive content would not be responsible for the content posted on them. None of the large sites, neither Wikipedia or any of the social media sites, are passive. And all of them, perhaps out of necessity and often out of bias, do a huge amount of selective editing and censorship. And therefore, they are no longer within the law. Maybe the law needs to be changed to meet the technology. Maybe there needs to be another scheme. But that's another question. They can't hide behind this. They have to come out and admit that this is what they're doing, this is what they have to do, and come out with some effective way for people to be able to correct misinformation or at least comment on what is posted where it can be found and it can be seen. And this especially goes for Wikipedia, which portrays itself as a factual encyclopedia by its own writing on the level with Encyclopedia Britannica. And they say that in studies they supposedly claim prove it.
That's completely easy to disprove. Richard, what does it mean if we don't challenge Wikipedia and Google and Facebook and Twitter for its institutional bias?
Well, it's going to just continue then, obviously. It invites other vested interests to continue to support, donate to Wikipedia. Wikipedia's stretch around the world is only going to grow. I don't know how many there are in different languages already. So there's more money into their coffers. It's just more hedge money over the internet and being the go-to source for any information. And so there will be more skewed, more fake science, junk science, more vested interests. Whoever can dominate the Wikipedia editorial platform will be the ones that have a voice to express their ideology without
criticism. And those are AMA supporters.
Those are AMA supporters. It's right. Whichever is the dominant power, it'll create a new paradigm of the internet. It'll be a new dominant paradigm.
It's fascism. Internet fascism.
Yeah, it's very Orwellian.
It is. So we are taking the lead because unlike Deepak and unlike Rupert Sheldrake and many others, I'm not afraid to fight them. And we are in that fight now. And everything humanly possible to be done to correct inaccuracies. They refuse to make any corrections. They refuse to acknowledge any errors. And they've represented a mocking construct of, you can't sue us. Think not? Well then, surprise, surprise. See what's coming in the very near future. Let's get the Internal Revenue Service Inspector General, who has this report, to open up an investigation into Wikipedia. Let's get every member of Congress to open up an investigation into the biases, the money behind the scenes, and get them under oath. And then let's let the truth come out. And then we'll see just how objective they are, how honest they are, how fair they are in what they're talking about. In the interim, I would boycott Wikipedia and boycott other platforms to show them we're not just going to go along with it because we personally are not affected today. If you're getting misinformation on any website, if you're not allowed to see the truth from other websites and truth from other journalists, then you are affected. You're just not aware of it. I'm Gary Nall. Thank you all for watching, and have a nice day.